This is Scott Becker and the Becker Private Equity Podcast. This podcast is going to be a quick note, six thoughts on business plans. And really, this is in response to someone that recently sent me a business plan to review. We love this opportunity to look at people's business plans, to give them feedback, to try and give them advice, and just a great pleasure. And so thank you to that person, that technology entrepreneur. When somebody sends me a business plan or puts together a plan for anything, my first response is always, that's great. And the person asks me, why do I say that? Why did I say that even before reviewing it? And the reason I say that is by simply putting together a plan, starting a concept, you're ahead of 95% of would-be entrepreneurs. So my thought always is, start outlining your thoughts, start to put it together. That itself is great. And of course, the next step is, have you developed a product? Have you developed revenues? Have you developed a business? Have you looked at, can you scale it, and so forth? But the first thing is always putting together a simple plan. And here are six thoughts on putting together a simple plan and thoughts on it. So I'll go through six key concepts. First, is there a minimum viable concept? So many people think in terms of big, and I know that's all the rage. But is there a minimum viable concept that you can work with, a core business, an idea that you can get started with, something that people want? Yes, in the long run, can you scale it and so forth? But in the short run, is there a minimum viable concept? And I'll move right away towards a second concept that goes with this. Is there someone who wants what you're doing? Not just you want to do it, but is there someone that actually wants what you're doing? Is there a customer for it? Is there a demand for it? Does someone actually want what you're putting together? Does somebody actually want the service you're growing or the business you're growing? And it picks up on a Ryan Holiday concept. This person, Ryan Holiday, has built this brilliant business around, the Stoics and ego is the enemy and so forth. But early on, he wrote a bunch of books around business. Growth Hacker Marketing was one of them. And one of those concepts is, great marketing is fine, but you need to start with, does somebody actually want what you are delivering? And I love that concept. What is the value and so forth? Third, and this goes on with the minimum viable concept, can you start small and gain some wins? And what do those early wins look like? Do you have some customers? Do you have some readers? Do you have some users of your technology? Whatever it might be, whatever the business is, in the case of a service business, do you have some customers? Fourth concept is, many people want to be entrepreneurs. They want to do business. They almost want to play business. But you have to understand very early on the commercial side of the business. Who will pay for it? How will they pay? Why will they pay for it? Why are they going to use, if it's a technology or software, what are the choices? Why are they going to use it? Is it easy to implement? Whatever it might be. But you need to have someone who's going to pay for the product, whatever you're doing, that's going to pay the bills, that's going to help you grow and so forth. You have to understand very early on the commercial side of the business that you're putting together. Who will pay? How will they pay? Why will they pay? Fifth concept is, in terms of building teams, we always find, and again, there are these huge scalable businesses, which is different than the kind of businesses that I've built, but generally easier to start with a few hyper-committed people than a scattering of people. It's easier to start with a handful of people really committed, really working fully on the business than many, many people doing a small amount on it. I think it's very hard to manage that, very hard to grow that, very hard to really get traction if you don't have core people really committed. The sixth concept, and people may think this is facetious, but it's true. Every business to get going probably needs a little more capital than you expect, and it probably needs a few more customers than you expect if you're really going to get going. So many people are in this business of being in business, but ultimately you have to pay the bills and you need capital to sort of grow out your strengths and customers. And so never forget, and this goes, I guess, with understanding the commercial side of the businesses. Always understand what capital and customers you need to really get going, to get yourself started, to get yourself to the next level. And anyway, those are six thoughts on business plans and building a business and things that should be addressed in the business plan. Thank you for listening to the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Obviously, if you ever have an idea you want to share with me, you want to talk about, you want to discuss on the Becker Private Equity Podcast, please reach me, S. Becker at BeckerStrategyGroup.com. Thank you very much.